This is Focus on Domestic Violence. I'm David Pike. I'm director of Mitchell County Safe Place, and with me...
And I'm Samantha Phipps with the Family Violence Coalition of Yancey County.
For the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about different kinds of abuse, and we have a special situation this month. This is sexual violence, sexual assault awareness month. I can get that out in just a minute. Sexual assault awareness month. And we'd like to talk today about some of the issues involved with that. And, you know, we've talked about many different kinds of abuse and whatnot, but sexual assault, I think you'll agree with me, Samantha, is one that people just don't like to talk about very much. It's kind of an uncomfortable subject, isn't it?
It is, and we know we don't get the reports that are out there, and we're concerned about that.
And these are issues that, just like any other kind of violence, they follow us into adulthood, and one of the things that we've noticed, and I guess statistics bear this out, is that if you've been a victim of sexual assault, that you're more likely to be a perpetrator when you're an adult. And that's kind of what we see in this area, isn't it?
Yeah, and this month also is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and it ties in with sexual assault. So some of the things we're going to talk about today kind of go hand in hand.
Right. Tell us a little bit. You told me a story earlier that I think would be interesting for our listeners.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yesterday, I received a phone call from someone who had remembered abuse from about 50 years ago, 50 years plus. And it tied in with a story that happened to me when my grandmother was 90 or 91, and she found out that I had started working for the Department of Social Services in South Carolina and was doing child abuse and neglect work. And when my grandmother was 90, she revealed to me that she had been sexually abused as a child by her father. I never knew my great-grandfather, but my grandmother was born in 1906, so we're talking many, many, many years ago. And when she was 90, she finally got it out. That was the first time she told her story. And so she ultimately died at 94, but Grandma had faced a lot of ghosts from the past by the time she passed away. The call I got was from a woman who is willing to have her story told without mentioning any names. And she is wrestling with her father is dead, her mother is dead, and she's 62 years old and is remembering things that happened. Her father had sexually assaulted her, and her mother would never accept it, and now her brother is not willing to accept it. And this woman just wants to be able to speak her own truth without trying to get anyone in trouble from the past. And she said something to me. She said, "You've got to tell someone. You've got to get it out in the open. The secrets are what kills your soul."
That's a pretty profound thought when you think about it. And most of these folks deal with issues all during their life. I guess they have relationship problems. They have problems establishing meaningful relationships with other people. They tend to... In some cases, it's not always, but in some cases, they tend to be abusers themselves. And it's one of those things that there's lots of pressure, just like in the case where you mentioned here where the brother didn't want to admit it. There's pressures from the family to keep that secret. People don't want this kind of information out, do they?
Right. And if you keep the secrets, then the situation will just keep going and going and going. And it never stops. It's multiple generational if somebody doesn't intervene. When I was with DSS in another county, I had a situation where the man had perpetrated on his biological children about 30 years ago. Nothing was ever done about it, and he remarried. He perpetrated on his stepson, and then he perpetrated on his step-grandchildren, and so on and so on and so on. And there was an intervention, and he's in prison for 55 years, and he was 55 when he went in. So he has stopped doing what he was doing, and there's some help for those multiple generations of kids.
Well, I know we have a 24-hour hotline, and we have people on our staff that are experts in this area and are willing to talk with you. Either if you want to talk anonymously, that's fine. You can call us, and I'm going to give you a number in Mitchell County. You can call us at Safe Place. Our number is 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, call 682-0056.
And there's somebody there to be willing to talk with you anytime about any of these issues. So please give us a call. And we want to thank everyone for listening. And remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.